Oh, did you see what Ed Gong says? Ed Chan says in the room.
What?
Speaking of horror, no BFO this week. I'm suffering from withdrawals.
Aww.
I hope everything's going all right. I dropped the big fatty a little note this week that, you know, wishing him well or whatever. But I had a very quiet week too this week at work, because I usually start my day by listening to the Big Fatty show. And, you know, it just threw me way off not listening, you know, and I'd go on, you know, I'd start to listening to something else, and it's just like, oh, this ain't doing it.
Right.
No, you know, even the radio wasn't fun.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
But I had a very quiet week.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2461 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 4th of July 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Yo, we're going to do something very special for Independence Day. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, doodlers. Yes, Big Fatty. This is one of your favorite patriotic songs, Yank My Doodle, It's a Dandy. You are absolutely correct. And, it is Independence Day in the U.S. of A. And everywhere else in Mexico, it is, Tuesday. Yes, Big Fatty, let the fireworks begin. Yes. See, y'all, not only is it the birthday of the U.S. of A., y'all, we have another very special celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, actually, we have three. Y'all, do you remember the baby jar who was a friend of mine who passed away several years ago? This was his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I have another dear friend, David, big old queen, big old bee, fatty. He didn't listen, but he was just in town a few weeks ago, stopped by for a little visit. It's his celebration of exiting the birth canal also. But y'all, the one that you'll know more than anyone else, y'all, he is out there in L.A., taco trucks and magic tricks, that's how he spends his day. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, it is none other than one of the co-hosts of the Catching Up little show. Y'all, is that Joe Batance? And y'all, Big Fatty has met the Joe Batance on numerous occasions. Just as nice a person as you'll meet. And a big personality. Big Fatty? Who that does a little show isn't a big personality? Well, that's true, too. Y'all, if you see Joe Batance on the 20 or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets either a big old piece of cake or a foot-long churro.
Go to hell, Mike.
Oh, no, this is Poodle. That's not Mike. No, Mike's in Oakland. You're in L.A. Yes, Big Fatty.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Fatty, the Vader and Bacon Show. Yes, They're both back. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes. Celebrate independence fireworks. Okay, let's hear some more voice letters.
McCready, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
On the side of the interstate. That's right, I'm at the Georgia Welcome Center. I'm not calling, I'm e-lettering this in, per Daniel Brewer's instructions. Listen, you know, on my way to the Hideaway, which I do on occasion, time to time, here and there. I'm on my way this weekend to repair the Motor Mansion. That's a water heater, turlet, and air conditioner. Don't get me started.
Trademark Vera Charles.
Having Vera issues. And I always play the lotto when I stop here at the Georgia Welcome Center because, I mean, you know, why not? And I have a big announcement winner. Finally, every other week it's been not a, well, week, every other time it's been not a winner. Today, winner. How much did I win? $2. But you know what? I'll take it. I will take it. It will go towards the new roof air conditioner. You're fat. Me.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear you calling it in from the side of the inner of the I guess that's the 95 that you were calling it in from. And Veda, congratulations to you on your new retirement fund. By the way, y'all, old Veda was very happy on Monday because Big Fatty is less than a year until retirement. In fact, I walked back to his office and I heard this.
Hoop-de-doo, hoop-de-doo, I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Hoop-de-doo, hoop-de-doo, this kind of music is like heaven to me.
Hoop-de-doo, hoop-de-doo, it's got me higher than a kite.
Hand me down my soup and fish, I'm gonna get my wish. Hoop-de-dooing it tonight.
This is a reenactment, and this is an example of what our podcast would consist of if we actually knew how to get that sucker off the ground. So anyway, here we go. I can't buckle this seatbelt.
I've got it for you, Mom.
Thanks. So he told me I have to use my arm. I have to be able to go like this with it or he's going to send me to therapy.
Imagine you going to therapy and just telling them all of your problems and they're like, we just need you to bend your arm.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear you and Bacon Bits on the little show. And a big congratulations to Miss Bacon. She's just had her, she broke her wrist. Oh, y'all, that is a Bafrin sea bag solid for my lunch on the three. But anyway, y'all, she's gotten her heavy cast off, and y'all, she's so happy, but she says it hurts like hell. Just hurts like hell. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like listening to the BFO. Just hurts like hell.
Fart. This is a Axe Big Farty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, what's your question?
Here's my question. When you was a wee toddler, before driving burning chairs around, did your mama press your pants for you? Everyone wants to know.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all. Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. Miss Bacon, I am I'm 60 and three quarters years old, and I don't remember shit. So you're asking me if my mama pressed my pants. Big Fatty, is that anything like, where did the man touch you on your pants? No, not touch the doll. No, not that at all. Okay, never mind. Miss Bacon, I don't have any idea. You know, however, I've told this story before. One year, I wanted an ironing board and an iron for Grandma as a small child so I could iron at the same time. So there's a high probability that my mama may have pressed my pants for me. Big Fatty, or maybe you just did it yourself. You know, you were such a self-starter. You know, you would rely on no one for anything. Well, okay, never mind. I retract that statement.
Hey, Fart. So I'm listening to the replay of the Smellcast show or whatever, and do you notice everyone that calls in there or whatever says, good day, sir, good day, sir, good day, sir, and it's almost like it's a script or something.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you. So, Big Fatty, is she working for a detective agency now? I don't know. Detective Bacon, you may be on to something. There did seem to be some similarities in their alibis. Yes, Big Fatty. Good day to you, Miss Bacon. Good day to you. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy, dude. Right, I'm just hoisting on up the highway. I've just spent the weekend at the Hideaway there in the Georgias with the extra special Chris and Larry and Larry and Larry and Larry and then my Hideaway family and, you know, all those people. And so it was lovely. And then we'll call him Sean because that's his name from the patricksbubbleline.com. Was there with his husband and he was like, oh! And so we had a little reunion and talked about how horrifying you are. But listen, I just wanted to... Actually, we made a lot... You were there because Miss Stacey Lynn Matthews from the RuPaul's Drag Race was there. So all 400 pounds of you was confusing me. I couldn't tell if it was her, if it was you. It was really hard to tell the difference. But that's not why I'm calling. So I was listening to your little show, and I heard the voice letter from the Mr. Toppy Smelly. And I have to tell you, sometimes your voice letters cut off on me. And this is why we now send the audio file, if we can be bothered, because it lost, you know, the context is lost whenever it cuts off. And so the asshole voicemail from my friend, we'll call him Jimmy, who is in the Charlestons, he's from the Hideaway, and his boyfriend, whatever his name is, I don't even know, was pretty much to say that there was no one at the patrickspubonline.com/clownfart besides Big Fatty and his horror friends. That's where all that was going, got cut off, and now it makes, well, I didn't say all those nasty things, but apparently Mr. Toppy Smelly thinks that I'm an asshole, and I am kind of an asshole, but not to that level. I am not that pretentious. So, anyway, very sorry that I'm going home on Sunday because the hootenanny was continuing. I'll have to leave everyone there. I was the first fucking one to leave. I was like, I gotta work tomorrow, but I do. I can't not go to work, I guess. So, anyway, I'm gonna be getting home at like 8:30, and then I gotta wash the underpants, and then I probably can get away with not washing the underpants, but all right. Well, hopefully this has been some content for you because God knows you need it. So, Mia.
Yeah, but yes. Y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the voice letter. And it's lovely that you've gotten your mechanical fix, that it's not cutting off on you anymore. And anyway, first of all, I think you may have misinterpreted old Stinkpot's comments. I think he was commenting on what Jimmy and his friend or other half or whatever was saying by saying that the former was ghetto and there was nothing but old fat people in there and things like that. And, you know, there is a partial credit to that, to all that, but it came with a bite. I think it was delivered with a bite, but I don't think he was mad at you. It's just that you were the courier. You were simply the courier in this respect. So I don't think old Stinkpot's mad at you at all. No, Big Fatty.
Reenactment number 6. Who's been using my mouthwash?
Oh, I have. But
I don't like sharing anything that I drink out of with people because...
Well, don't worry, Mom. It's not like I'm wasting it. I spit it back into the bottle when I'm done.
Big Fatty is Bacon Bits. Is Jenny Bayer on a summer hiatus with a kerfuffle, and Bacon Bits is taking this place. I don't know what's going on, but Miss Bacon... Thank you so much for the little vignettes, the comedy vignettes from Baconville. Yes, Big Fatty, and it's just lovely. And how kind of it is it that Bacon Bits just returns what is rightfully yours to you and spits that mouthwash right back in the bottle. Yes, Big Fatty. The Vader and Bacon Show, Independence Day edition. Yes. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I just want to calm the Shy Yeti and Icy Greg and all Chris and the Danbrys. That I still have your voice letters, and I will eventually play them. I played them a little bit out of order today so I could have the Veda and Bacon Show, but I still have your voice letters, and we'll play them probably this week. Y'all, by the way, it's the 4th of July, Independence Day in the U.S. of A., and y'all, there would be nothing that would make Big Fatty happier than... see some submissions to Spottin' Big Fatty. Send them over there to Spottin' Crazy over there at Spottin' Big Fatty, and we'll have a star-spangled Big Fatty. It'll be star-spangled vulgarity is what it'll end up being. Well, you may be exactly right. But anyway, it's called content. Big Fatty, send it in. We need more star-spangled vulgarity. Please, please, please. Oh! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Many people in the U.S. of A. will have the day off. Have a safe holiday if you're in the U.S. of A. And if you're not, have a safe, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all got a message on the dating site. Big Fatty, y'all, it's one of my flight attendants. That stopped flying is flying again and is looking for layovers in Charleston. Big Fatty, the poor thing. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stick It With a Poke. You know, they're on hiatus. And Jim, how's your hiatus going?
But I had a very quiet week.
Oh, well, that gives you plenty of time to find things for Gavin to do.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.